Hi, this is David. If you've ever thought about starting a small business, it seems like the to-do list is never-ending. But Shopify simplifies a lot of it. They're the commerce platform behind millions of businesses around the world, and 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., from household names like Mattel and Gymshark to brands just getting started. Shopify has hundreds of ready-to-use templates that help you build a beautiful online store to match your brand's style. And they are packed with helpful AI tools that write product descriptions, page headlines, and even enhance your product photography. It's like you have a full marketing team behind you. You'll easily create email and social media campaigns wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling. And best yet, Shopify has world-class expertise in everything from managing inventory and international shipping to processing returns and beyond. If you're ready to sell, you're ready for Shopify. Turn your big business idea into with Shopify on your side. Sign up for your $1 per month trial and start selling today at shopify.com/inspirational. Go to shopify.com/inspirational. shopify.com/inspirational. Welcome to the Inspirational Living Podcast. Today's reading was edited and adapted from Mightier Than Circumstance by Frank B. Whitney, published in 1939. There are millions of people who would give almost all they possess in order to be happy. They go to various places and try every conceivable method for obtaining happiness. They yearn for things and think that by possessing them, happiness will come to them. They turn to other people and to external things, but still happiness eludes them. The search for happiness does not always bring it, because we look for it in the same spirit that we would look for a lost purse. We believe that happiness is found when we arrive at that place in consciousness and experience where we no longer have to seek for it. When we look for happiness, we do not have it. When we cease to look for it, we discover that it is ours. The person who looks for happiness is seeking some sort of entertainment for themselves. They think of themselves as a guest of the world, and if its entertainment does not please them, unhappiness results. The happy person takes the attitude that they are among the hosts who provide happiness to the world, and they lose themselves in directing others to happiness. People are ever on the search for truth, for God. When we learn the truth and discover that God is within us, we no longer seek happiness. The search is ended when we find God in ourselves. We no longer look for happiness, for joy, or for love. The great secret is revealed to us, that happiness comes only when we cease the great search. There is an old legend that tells of how an unhappy king was told he would be happy if he would procure and wear the shirt of a happy man. His messengers were sent out on a quest for this shirt. They finally found a happy man, but alas, he wore no shirt. The subtle lesson this legend teaches is obvious. We are not to look for the possession of things for our happiness. Of course, we are not to infer from this that if we do possess things, we are bound to be unhappy. A lack of possessions makes us happy or unhappy, only according to our mental reaction to the situation. We must find our happiness apart from the crowd. But this does not mean that we must live detached from other people. we must simply know that our happiness is not derived from other people, although quite often our happiness increases in their presence. The spirit in them meets a certain response from the spirit in ourselves, and a certain joy from an association with others results. Our own happiness is often quickened when in the presence of those who have found happiness. Happiness is often found by a sort of process of elimination. We find it after we have tried many roads, and discover the only thing left to do is to quit looking for it. We find that it is not in external things, and discover that we have looked everywhere but within ourselves. We find that it is not in the noise and confusion of the external world, but in a certain quietness of soul. Passing along a crowded city street, we see few people whose faces show that they are happy. Most of the people we meet are those who are still looking for happiness, still looking for things, looking for the love of others, to make them happy, continuing day by day in the elusive search. We see those who are unhappy because they do not have more money, those who are unhappy because their friends have more than they have, those who have known disappointment in some way and have continued to feel its sting. We are never happy when we allow ourselves to continue to harbor negative feelings about the past. We cannot be happy today if we allow the memory of adverse situations of the past to come to mind. Our happiness depends to a great extent on our ability to approach each new day with a clear mind, receptive to the joys we can discover in the day's experience. You will become happier through sharing this secret of happiness with others. By directing others to happiness, you participate in the reward. Go forth this day knowing that you are happy, because the spirit in you has revealed to you its presence as a constant source of joy. Each one of us must come to the realization that our place in the great universal plan is most definite and necessary. We must realize that we are working against this great plan if we do not fill the niche in life that is rightfully ours. We must come to the realization that God has a position for us in which we alone can do the best work. You must take an active part in life. You must help enrich your own life and the lives of those about you. You must see yourself as a most necessary part of the great plan of life. If you find yourself in what you consider an inconsequential position, what should you do? Your first step is to make your present position one of consequence. With your ever-expanding consciousness, you must outgrow your present position before you can feel ready for the one you idealize. You must definitely know that you have an important place to fill and be ready to fill it. The person who is always without a position is one who fails to realize that they have a place in the great universal scheme of things. The person who wants to commit suicide has failed to perceive that they have a definite place in the world's work. The individual who approaches life from the standpoint of indifference neglects to see the purpose of life. Each one of us has our own place to fill, and a certain lack or confusion occurs in the great universal scheme if we do not fill our place efficiently and well. You are in the position where you find yourself today because through certain soul activity you have been drawn to it. Your obligation is to do well the tasks assigned to you. You are to realize that you have a solemn obligation to fulfill. You can take a step forward or upward only when you can idealize and visualize the place ahead of you as your own. Each morning you are brought to the threshold of a new world. You are to conquer this world by not letting its problems master you. Remember that your place in life is a unique one. Think of it as a most important one. Think of yourself as having a special task to perform in the divine plan, regardless of how insignificant it may appear to be. Realize that all your work is sacred when performed in that higher consciousness, which is guided by love, patience, forgiveness, and understanding. Whoever you are, wherever you are, whatever your task, realize the truth of this message today. Begin living a new life by feeling that you owe something to life. You must make it richer. You must enrich your own life and the lives of those about you. You must reach higher and higher in spiritual understanding, and then apply that which is taught you to the tasks at hand. Think of yourself as always going forward. Realize each day that you are near your goal and your ideal than you were the day before. Know that within you lies the power to progress. Nothing in all this world can keep you from advancing when you know this truth. There are many things that people think can keep them back. They hold many limiting thoughts concerning themselves. All these thoughts can be summarized in the belief that other persons or things can retard their progress. Many people lack the consciousness that they have within themselves, the power to progress and to succeed. All of us have heard individuals confess that they could not go forward in their work because other persons or things held them back. Sometimes the explanations and excuses given have seemed almost too trivial for consideration. We have known people to give some reason why they could not succeed or progress that seemed almost ludicrous. Discipline yourself to think of yourself as without limitations. You were not created by God and placed in this world to be held down by the limited thoughts of others. You were created free, independent of the limited beliefs of other people. There is but one thing that can hold you back, your own limited ideas about yourself. Nothing in all this universe can retard your progress. No person, thing, or circumstance can keep you from reaching your goal and the fulfillment of your ideal when you realize your freedom from limitations. Many, many people in the world are living unhappy, thwarted, unsatisfied lives because they think they cannot have what they want. They think they cannot do what they want to do. They despair of reaching the goal that looks so attainable, except for the limited thought they hold over themselves. They live in a state of self-hypnosis, hypnotized by their own thoughts of limitation. However, nothing can defeat you when you find within yourself the capacity to succeed and progress. In the past, you may have given much thought to the world about you. You may have been led to believe that you were influenced by the world and subject to it. With this new understanding you've learned today, you will come to see things reversed. You will find the Spirit of God within you and discover that things of the world are subject to you through that divine connection. No longer will you be shackled by self-hypnosis. No longer will you miss the joy of attaining your goal because of foolish beliefs. You now know that within you is the power to succeed. You have the power to go forward regardless of what obstacles may seem to appear on your path. Within you is God power. Go forward fearlessly.